Track 14.
We're in the research and conservation portion of the New Whales Today exhibit. These first two cases that you'll see here, one that's just in front of the window, has the skull of a beaked whale in it, a Cuvier's beaked whale. It's missing its mandibles. You'll notice digital tags. These tags with suction cups attached to the back of the whale, they're non-invasive research tools. And you'll notice over time they've gotten smaller and are able to actually record more data. So you can get depth, temperature, pitch, roll. Some take audio files, but they're a good way to learn about these animals as they dive deep, certainly deeper than any of us can go. And if you move to the case on the other side of the doorway that leads to the Turner Gallery, you'll notice some other research tools. Several of these are actually invasive, and these are all audio tools that would go into the skin of the animals. They look like hunting tools, but they certainly were not there to kill the animals. They were there to help us learn about the animals and how they use sound to communicate, to find their way around, just so we can learn better about their habits. Many of these were made by Drs. Watkins and Chaville, some on their own, some with the help of engineers at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution over the course of several decades. The research they did was groundbreaking, and tools that they used, they typically would have to create because there weren't any of these tools previously, so you couldn't just pull them off a shelf. So as you look at these tools and the tools in the cases coming up, know that not only were these men and their colleagues learning new facts and habits and details about 88 species of mysterious animals, they were also creating the research tools to do this. They were groundbreaking in their work and very innovative, and also had a good mind for engineering.